Good morning. It is time for another edition of Fry Bread Journeys. We have your host, Chris Crane. Good morning, Chris.
Sio Nagata. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's okay. Great to have you in here. And we've got a big, full studio.
It is. You guys watch later on the KGGF side. I'll post it on Fry Bread Journeys. But cameras on us, and we do have a big crowd in here today. So we always like to start out thanking Sten Jotti for letting us use his opening song. Our opening song is Greasy Fry Bread. If you ever watched Reservation Dogs, okay, I got some hands up already. Our sponsors are Smiling Charlie Crane, Native American Fellowship Incorporated, the Cooperative Credit Union, and Cherokee Nation. So this morning, our guests are from the Cherokee Nation Gadoogie Corps. It is Sean Crittenden, who is the executive director, my former boss. And look, put your hat up so we can see your beautiful face, your Brad Pitt-like face as well. Oh, I've got the laugh out of the kids. But along with him are some participants of the Gadoogie Summer Program. So, Sean, I was going to have you just have the kids introduce themselves. Make sure you guys talk into the microphone. Get it close.
My name is Autumn, from New York City, and I'm going to actually be going to school for nursing.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Savannah Baker, and I'm from Illinois, and I'm going to school for early childhood education.
All right.
Hello, guys. I'm Dina. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm finishing up my associates in the arts.
Chris, I'm also separate from the participants. Eve Lansford and her brother Owen, they've come down to the reservation three or four times, and they come back and give back for 2 weeks at a time doing various projects. Excited to have them as well with us today.
This is pretty amazing that they've already been back a few times and done this. This is great. Okay. So we had you on a few months ago when you and Casey came on, and we talked about this whole Gadoogie summer program. Mm-hmm. And so why don't you tell us what the whole idea of this was?
Okay. Gadoogie summer. Again, a wonderful vision of our chief. He said, Sean, let's bring 15 at-large college students, Cherokee Nation citizens, back to the reservation, do projects, work right in the heart of Cherokee Nation. From little projects to big projects, and it's been going great. The students have got to network some. You know, they're from different career paths, and at the Cherokee Nation, we're trying to get them visiting with folks that are in the business they're in, and we're having a wonderful time. They're all wonderful participants, getting educated and on their way to success for sure.
Okay, you might want to grab that microphone because I'm going to ask you a lot of questions here, Sean. All right. So I'm going back and forth. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys questions. But one of the things, this is everybody that I've talked about this with, everybody said, where do they stay? So you got to tell me right now. We got to know where you guys stay.
Thank you to Education Department, Sequoia High School. They're staying at the dorms, newly remodeled. And it's going great. We're so thankful to Cherokee Nation Education.
And then they take meals there, or you guys go out or something like that. Okay.
We grocery shop and keep their fridge full, get them some supper. They do breakfast on their own usually.
Okay.
And pack a lunch, and we've taken them to a few good places to eat.
In Tahlequah?
Yeah.
They've had Fry Bread Factory?
They did. We participated in the Native Games.
Good. Oh.
And the trailer was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of them loved it.
Good stuff. Very good stuff. Okay, so I guess the reason I was asking was, now here's my other question. You guys, when did everybody get here? And when will they be leaving to go back?
They come in June 1st, a day before. Some of them flew in, some drove. They'll be going back at least by July 13th.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of time left. Okay. I think I'm going to ask another question. Then we'll do a commercial, but these for the kids. So, you've taken them to some museums and things like that.
Yes.
They've been able to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So you could speak to it and then see what they think. Where have you guys gone?
Okay. They've done some tours. They've met a lot of, great folks within the Cherokee Nation. Going to Cherokee Film tomorrow. Got some interested in film and,
oh, neat.
So, again, we're doing projects, helping Cherokee citizens, mowing, moving, Going to Vanita today after this. We've got a year contract or MOU with the Eastern State Hospital Cemetery. So we, Kendra McGady, counselor, Kendra.
She's our district counselor.
Joined us.
Here in this room,
it was great. The students enjoyed hearing the story about how that came to be. Just trying to get them out, see the opportunities, see that there's a reservation, they're home, they can come back if they choose and find a good career.
And it's, you know, all work and no play. That makes you bad. So I think it's kind of cool. You've got to go to do some things. So where have you guys, Autumn, what's one of the places that you, for example, I know you guys attended the CCO conference at the Hard Rock.
That was actually really cool. So for me personally, I'm trying to soak as much of this in as I can.
And yes.
I think Sean has probably said that a few hundred times to just try to soak it in.
Soak it in.
This is our reservation too.
Yes.
The conference was really great. I got to sit at a table with NAFI, which
yes.
I found out that you were also a part of. And that was the one open seat. And I was like, okay, this is where I'm going to sit. It was great to network. But personally, I've been doing my own genealogy. So it's been really cool to kind of go through that and find out the people that I'm related to that I didn't know I was related to.
And we found out you and I are related to each other through the Foreman Bigby line, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So Savannah, were you? I don't remember seeing you at the conference.
I was there.
You were there.
I was kind of off to the side though. Okay. I was sitting with a nice group of ladies.
Why? Where's the other places you guys? I mean, the cultural aspect of it. What else have you guys been able to go do? Well, I mean, you're going to go Cherokee Films, so you're going to see Jen Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
In terms of, like, locations, they're kind of escaping me right now.
Yeah.
Because I've been real bad with the location.
The Medicine Garden?
The Medicine Garden. That was really cool. It was really cool. I'm not much of a gardener myself, but my dad is. And he would try to, like, get me engaged in little things like that when I was a kid. He wasn't Cherokee. My mom is.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably listening to this. Hi, Mama. but it was really cool, like, getting my hands dirty, talking to people about, like, how the garden works and talking to everybody about that. But the main thing, like, for Autumn for me was the CCO conference. That was the first time I'd been in a room surrounded entirely by Cherokees, because where I live in Illinois, there's, like, no resources there, almost nobody that I can talk to. So just sitting in that room surrounded by other Cherokee people, I was so emotionally overwhelmed that I literally started crying.
Oh.
Because I just wasn't used to being surrounded by people that, like, know more than I do, know my circumstances, and be accepting of it and not judgmental. Yes. It was just a lot.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
And it's been fantastic.
And where, now you're from Kansas City. Are you part of there's a Kansas City at-large group?
See, no, I'm actually not. My mom might be, but I kind of found out a little bit later on mm-hmm. that we were actually Cherokee. So for me, this whole experience has just been getting in there, learning as much as possible. I will say that we have visited quite a few places. Like, we went to an elder care facility, and mm-hmm. that was amazing. It was nice to get to talk to everyone and just learn so much about, like, their lifestyles and all that. Another good experience that we had was the immersion center.
The little seeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anything that we get to do with, like, the kids, I'm excited for. Yeah,
okay.
So it's been nice.
Well, I think we're going to go ahead and go to commercial break, and we will come back shortly, and we're going to visit more with you guys. This is great that you're here.
All right, we'll have more Fry Bread Journeys here in just moments on the Mighty 690.
Hello, Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News. I'm coming up praise for livestock grazing on public land.
Ford is here for those who build America. Those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay off tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come. If that's who you are, you value what we value. Now offering employee pricing. American value for American values. Go to Ford.com or your local Ford dealer for more information.
Number one, obviously, is safety. We definitely call 811 to find out if there are any buried lines, fiber optic, whether it be telephone or pipeline or anything. Don't take a chance. Don't think you know and say, well, I don't remember anything being put in there. call 811 and make sure that that's identified, that there isn't something there before you make that crossing. Because in the end, we want everybody going home.
USDA recently announced it was directing the Forest Service to expand grazing opportunities on federal lands. Chelsea Haney, vice president of the Washington Cattlemen's Association, says it's key to remember that ranchers and producers are the original conservationists.
The cattle preserve and protect landscape in ways that humans can't. You know, they will go graze and eat brush and other bushes that other animals won't, which removes fire danger. Their hooves aerate the soil. You know, their manure gives back to fertilization. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about all the benefits that a cow gives to the landscape.
And she adds that many of these federal areas that ranchers are looking at for grazing are areas that are very prone to wildfire.
Do you want to know why? Us at Brown Shoe Fit Coffeeville have the best selection of work boots in the area. We carry quality brands like Brunt, Ariok, Thoroughgood, Red Wing, Irish Setter, and so much more at Brown Shoe Fit Coffeeville.
A warm and breezy start to our Monday. Some passing clouds to start the day, turning mostly sunny this afternoon. A heat advisory, in effect, a high of about 93, but a heat index closing in on 105 this afternoon. We will again have a pretty strong south wind gusting around 30 miles per hour. Similar setup on Tuesday, lows only dropping to the upper 70s Tuesday morning. Highs Tuesday, low to mid-90s, a steady south breeze. Heat index values again over 100. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Roman Chevrolet in Independence has great low interest offers on new Chevrolet vehicles. Right now, you can get 0% interest for 5 years on new Chevy Silverado 1500s. Visit RomanChevrolet.com to see all inventory.
It might sound strange, but Coffeeville, Kansas is home to one of the biggest radio signals in the heartland, covering a populated area of more than 5 million people. While that may be hard to believe, a coverage area like this is only possible with AM radio. You'd have to have dozens of FM stations to achieve the same results. And that's why we consider it our duty to serve as much of the listening area as possible, providing you a source of local and regional news wherever you may be, no subscription or internet required. While the science is cool, the fact remains that AM radio is one of the most universal and efficient means of communication. And we thank you for putting your trust in KGGF to deliver the latest news, weather, sports, and farm information to you here on 690 AM. Back here on Fry Bread Journeys, we continue, and back to your host, Chris Crane.
So, hello. So, we're back, and I want to ask each one of you, your kids. I mean, you're young adults. I realize that, but I'm old, so you're kids. Sean's a kid as far as I'm concerned. Okay. So, what I want to ask, I'm going to ask three questions, and each one of you kind of takes. So, the questions are, what motivated you to apply to join this? Has the program met your expectation? I mean, obviously, I think you're probably all going to say yes because Sean's sitting right now. And would you recommend this to other at-large? Or, I don't know, would they be, are they eligible to even come and do this next summer if they're still in college?
They still got their essay skills.
Okay. Hit it, Autumn. Let's hear what you have to say.
Okay.
So, the first question, what made you apply?
So, about a year ago, actually, I had a deeply personal experience.
Speaking to the mic, baby.
I had a deeply personal experience helping my aunt recover after a brain surgery. And at the time, I knew it was changing me, but I didn't quite know how. And then as time went on, I knew that serving was something that I wanted to do. So I started to pursue nursing. And then the timing worked out that I saw the advertisement for Gadoogie Summer. And I was like, this is a way that I can serve my people. So I applied, and then I filled out my essays, which there were quite a few, but you know.
That is a wonderful story, honestly. I mean, that's touching. So do you think the program has met your expectations? Would you? Sean's got his eye on you. We're both kind of like, what are you going to say?
Who's buying supper tonight?
Yep.
Well, I will say that first project at Eastern State Hospital, that first day, my expectations were exceeded because it was just a wonderful story, and we were able to make an impact and see the results of that.
And it's very meaningful to do things. I'm very big family-wise, and I think you are too. You're joining and finding your genealogy, but when you're doing things for your ancestors, there's a lot of deep meaning there.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah. So has it exceeded my expectations? Day one, my expectations were exceeded.
A success story there.
I like it.
Okay. And I'm assuming you would recommend this. Do you think, well, first of all, would you probably apply again?
Well, you know, I would definitely recommend it to anyone else. I will also say, because I was running through with my thoughts there, and I was thinking, you know, it'd be really cool if, you know, there would be like some type of like mentorship involved where like current participants, you know, kind of can do their own separate application to be like a mentor for the next.
This is all stuff I know.
So,
okay, let's pass it on down here. Savannah, same questions to you. So what motivated you? What was the,
Oh, so much. it's because I've been dying to like reconnect with my cultural and like ancestral roots for ages now, because I first found out that I was Cherokee when I was like a little kid. So I've known this for forever, but where I grew up in Texas, no resources. I didn't know anybody that was Cherokee. I didn't grow up with anybody that was Native American. It was me, my mom, and my brother. That was it. And so I've been dying for an opportunity like this for forever. I visited the reservation exactly once when I was 18, and that was for a weekend to get my tribal ID. So whenever because my mom has been telling me about this forever, and she's, you know, subscribed to all the stuff with the Cherokee Nation. She's got the newsletter and stuff all that on. So she's always keeping an eye out for like events that we can maybe go, like powwow, stuff like that. Haven't had the chance to go to a powwow yet, but so she got an email from the Nation about the Gudugie Summer Program, and she sent it to me just off the cuff. She was like, hey, you interested in this? And I was like, yeah. So I submitted the application, filled out my essays, all that good stuff. Sean said it was really good, and I wish I could remember what I wrote. And so I just filled it out whenever I had a couple hours in between classes at my college, just in my dorm. And I was not expecting to be chosen, because like spots were limited. And whenever Sean reached out to me, I assumed that I had been picked of like 10 other people, you know, and I was just going to be the 11th. But then Sean told us that there were like 50 or 60 different applicants. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I was accepted? Okay, cool. So yeah, so much motivated me.
So there is a lot, but so do you think, has this met you? I think you're so enthusiastic.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to just hazard a guess.
I didn't even know I was getting paid for this until after I was accepted.
You were just on board.
And I was
man.
Like, okay, awesome.
Well, so I think it's exceeded your expectations.
Oh, far and away has exceeded my expectations. We've gotten to do so much more than I thought we were going to do, because not going to, you know, completely, the community service has been exactly what I was here for, and that's been fantastic, meeting and connecting with all these people. Like, that's been great. That's what I came here for. But I didn't expect to be doing so much cultural and historical stuff on the side. Like, I was expecting it to be all work, and it has been mostly work, but we've gotten to do fun stuff too, like meeting with National Treasures to talk about certain things like that, getting to do bead work and basket weaving and ribbon skirt sewing. Like, all of that's been really fun. And then going to the museums and stuff, like, so far and away has exceeded my expectations. And in terms of recommendations, yes, for anyone who
this is your spokesperson here, Sean.
For anyone who is like an at-large member, like, this is the perfect like way to get that experience, those connections. Like, all of it is like the perfect way to connect with your community. Like, it's great for the community, but it's also great for you too. Like, it's good for the soul.
Yes.
It reconnects you with your tribe, your family, your culture, your heritage. Like, even if, like, you know, you're not like mostly Native or whatever, if you're mixed, like, you're still Native. This is your history, and this is your family too, and this is your home too. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't live here, even if you weren't born here, this is your home too.
All right, man.
That is such a thing to follow.
I know, exactly. But it's the enthusiasm and the passion about that. That's what we love. So what are your feelings on this? What made you want to do this? You're living in Kansas City, right?
Yes. So
your parents, you said your mom was maybe involved?
Yes. So she's more involved than me. I've kind of always kind of known, but she like really pushed for it. So I've done community work all my life because she runs an organization. So I've been, she runs like an organization called Dad's Little Girls, and I do it with her. So the community work wasn't that difficult. I was pulled in by it. But for me, it was also like the mix of getting to be here with and embrace my heritage too. Kind of like what Savannah was saying. She really pushed that part, but that's really what it is. When you're not on the reservation, you don't have as many opportunities. And when you're here, like, you will really like see the difference.
So I'm going to ask you another question, a different question. So I told you there is an at-large group in Kansas City. In fact, the Kansas City Cherokee community, and they are a sister community to Native American Fellowship. Mm-hmm. Melissa McKee is their president. They do monthly meetings, and they do a lot of cultural stuff. I don't even know what all they did this last. They just had a meeting last Saturday. Do you think this would, you might want to look into this when you get back?
Yeah. Before I left, they had a thing where they were doing in Overland Park, I believe, helping people get their tribal IDs and stuff.
That was through the Kansas City. It was an at-large meeting.
Yeah.
And it was the Kansas City Cherokee group that was helping to sponsor that. Yes.
I think I just had a lot of misinformation on that aspect because I thought it was more based in Kansas. And even though I'm in Kansas City, it's like
They meet at different places. They don't have a building. Mm-hmm. So they meet at different places. And they've met Lawrence, and they've met, it's just wherever, and they don't, that was kind of special because that was an at-large, you were there, Sean, an at-large meeting with Chief and everything, and that was kind of their march, I don't know, we call it the annual picnic type thing, but they do monthly meetings, and there are a lot of cultural, so do you think that this has all met your expectations too?
Yeah, it definitely has, like, it's pushed me to get out more, like, I'm very shy, so we're here talking right now, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've had a lot of experiences here that have allowed me to grow personally, but culturally there's also been like a lot. I don't think that we've done any work that's too hard, but I will say that anyone that does come in, like, just come with a soft heart, be willing to learn, be willing to try, and you'll do amazing.
Okay, we'll pass the microphone down here, and I'm going to ask Sean a last question here. And so this being your first year, you think this is going to be a keeper?
The success of it, and, you know, the success is just what we do day in and day out at Gadoogie Corps, is we try to help some. And the volunteers that we get, they have that Gadoogie spirit where they're wanting to help each other and their communities. This has been a success so far in being the help. The students, it's obvious here that, you know, their culture, being Cherokee means a lot to them. And they wasn't born into where I was born into.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of things around me daily, but it makes me feel so good that they're with us just a short time.
You almost take for granted what you've grown up with.
Right. Exactly.
And I think what I'm seeing is, I know that the whole idea of this Gadoogie Summer is for these kids to come in and help fellow Cherokees, but I think what you don't, I don't know if you understand, you're helping these Cherokees.
I hope so.
I think you are. Indeed you are. It has been I can tell. I mean, I can just see from this.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's it's positive. And we're always looking to join with other Cherokees and do good.
Yeah.
So if that's on the table for next year, I'm all in. If I can get a great group like this.
I'm telling you.
It's been great.
Well, it sounds like, are you guys going to have an opportunity to maybe kind of review everything before you leave and like have suggestions, like Autumn's suggestion
of
that?
I think this
is, because it's a learning experience for you guys. This is your first year doing it. This is just, I don't know. I think this is really a great, great opportunity. Do you have any questions for him, James?
No, I mean, it's just always, I think it's always interesting when we have folks come in to this part of the country from somewhere else. And I mean, it's always just such a unique experience. Just like, you know, if we went to where you guys lived, we would learn something. And I hope you've come away with a new appreciation for just everything that's here, because I think it's one of those things that everyone enjoys sharing.
Yes, yes. So that's pretty much our interview with you guys, but we have some things we have to get to take care of. So I do want to announce there are two upcoming at-large meetings with Cherokee Nation. July 18th will be in Estes Park, Colorado, and July 19th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Second, Frybread Journeys wants to congratulate Cameron Fight James on being named the Senior Advisor for Public Engagement and Policy to Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. Cameron has been serving as a special assistant to Chief Hoskin since 2022. He is a wonderful person, known personally. Sean and I both do.
Yes.
He is perfect selection for this position. And also, it was over the, Friday, I guess, or Saturday, Friday. He's a new dad.
Congratulations.
So congratulations, Cameron. So, and third, we are going to announce the winner of the June giveaway. It is a 50-inch by 60-inch fleece blanket with the Frybread Journeys logo imprinted, and it was donated by Smilin' Charlie Crane. So I need a drum roll so everybody can hear our broom, and it's going to be Brooke Cheney. So, Brooke, congratulations. She lives down in Juan. You can come up there to the building, Naffy Building, and pick up your blanket. You can follow our page, and I hope you kids will get on Facebook. Do you use Facebook? Is it that outdated? I mean, because I kind of felt like Microsoft Word. I was kind of, Sean and I were like old. And but
just got the hang of that.
I know. There's Frybread Journeys has a page. KGGF has a page on Facebook, so you need to get on and follow, because we will post these videos afterwards. Finally, we want to thank our guest, Cherokee Nation Gadoogie Corps Executive Director Sean Crittenden. Good Lord. Sorry, Sean. Your wonderful student participants for the Gadoogie Summer Program. Smilin' Charlie sent two loaves of his famous banana nut breads, and I've got some koozies for you guys, too. And we want to, in the show, we thank our sponsors for the show. So the first is Smilin' Charlie Crane. He was our very first sponsor. You guys, he's my husband, so he kind of has to do whatever. Provides food, and I believe he's going to be making something special for you guys.
Yeah.
Native American Fellowship Incorporated. Their mission is to support our Native American community by strengthening their identity through culture, education, and social services in our area. The Cooperative Credit Union, located at 313 West 9th. They have been an active and vital part of the Coffeyville community since 1937. They welcome everyone to join and become a member, because CCU is where
you
belong. Well, but that was the best one we've
ever
done.
Ever.
And finally, Cherokee Nation. With more than 470,000 citizens, Cherokee Nation is the largest federally recognized tribe in the United States. They are committed to protecting our inherent sovereignty, preserving and promoting Cherokee culture, language, values, and improving the quality of life for the next seven generations of Cherokee citizens. Thank you guys again.
Thank you. Be sure
and tune in for our next episode. We're actually kind of get back on track, so it's going to be first and third Monday. So next Monday is the first Monday, and our guest will be Tribal Counselor Johnny Jack Kidwell, at-large Tribal Counselor. I'm sure you guys met him, and he is the Speaker of the Council. He's coming here to visit. We always enjoy it, and we'll just see you here in a little bit. So thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank y'all for coming on by in another edition of Frybread Journeys in the books here on the Mighty 690.